One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to The Fire of God, Part 11. And today we come to 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and verse 10. And it says this: But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire. And the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. Since everything around us is going to be destroyed like this, what holy and godly lives should you live? Looking forward to the day of God and hurrying it along, on that day, He will set the heavens on fire and the elements will melt away in the flames. But we are looking forward to the new heavens and the new earth, as He promised, a world filled with God's righteousness. Oh my goodness me. Peter is talking about the end times. He's talking about what is going to happen in the end. And you know, we as Christians live our lives each and every day. We do what we do. We go to work. We talk to our friends and our family. We sit down at night and we watch TV or whatever we do. And we live our lives like nothing extraordinary is going to happen. But beloved, it is. It is going to happen. And are we ready? You see, that is the point. Are we living our lives as such that we are ready for this to happen? Because it's going to happen. As Peter says, He will come like a thief in the night. You won't even know it. And suddenly, He will be here. And then it'll be too late. And this warning isn't a warning being done out of, I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen if you're not careful, like in the olden days when the preachers used to thump where they were preaching from. They would thump the table and they would preach fire and brimstone in anger. It would be fire and brimstone in total anger. I can remember my dad doing that, thumping the table, banging it hard and preaching that word of fire and brimstone. This is what expects. This is what's going to happen to you if you don't do this and if you don't do that and if you don't do the other thing. Yeah, what sort of life did my dad lead? On a daily basis, what sort of a life did he lead? Well, my dad would be the first to tell you that what he preached on Sunday, he didn't believe on Monday. He really didn't. Until such time in 1968, as the Lord touched my dad and my mum in an amazing way by touching them with the Holy Spirit. My father never believed that the Holy Spirit was alive today. He thought it died out with the first century. And that's what he preached for 30 years. Yet when my dad was changed, he was ready. Oh, he was ready. Beloved, there is no time. You know, I was thinking about this just this second. This could well be the final message I ever deliver. Because during my broadcast, the Lord may well come. And if he does, this will be the last message. I have no idea. I don't know. We cannot tell. We cannot tell for a reason. Because we are not supposed to know. We are supposed to look for the signs, and that is what we do. But we don't know. Even the Lord Jesus himself said he does not know when he's coming back. Only the Father in heaven knows that information. So this is my question. You will watch the old heaven and the old earth burning up in flames. You will see it. You will be a witness to that. But are you going to be a witness to the new heaven and the new earth? Since everything around us is going to be destroyed by fire like this, what holy and godly lives should you live? Says Peter. What holy and godly lives should you live? The word holy, holiness, means to be set apart. Are you set apart? Are you sensing the fire of God in your life? Are you ready for the fire of God to come and burn up all the rubbish, all the dross, all of that which is wrong? We spend time here on Worship Radio 247 in the third hour praying. And you know what? I have never yet received one single prayer request that says, "More of you, Lord. Show me how to worship. Show me how to love you more." All the prayer requests are, "I don't have any money. I don't have a job. I need healing in my body. I need this. I need that. I need the other." I'm not saying that's wrong. Please don't hear that. And I'm happy to pray. I'm not saying that's wrong at all. But what I am saying is, we should be praying for more of the Spirit. We should be praying for more of the fire of God. We should be praying for more of Him in our lives. We should be praying that He helps us to live holy lives. We should be praying that He imbues our lives more and more and more and lives through us every single day. On yesterday's broadcast, I was praying that Laura would be used in a mighty way for her cousin as a witness. That every time Laura saw her, she would see the Holy Spirit coursing through Laura's veins, and she would see Jesus shining from her eyes. That was my prayer. And that was Laura's prayer. You see, this is what I believe we should be praying for more and more and more with the end times coming. We should be praying that God shines through our eyes, so that others would see, so that others would know, so that others would be drawn to the wonderful Savior, and drawn by love and not fear, drawn by love and not hatred, drawn by love and not anger, drawn by love and not maliciousness. That the world would be drawn to the beautiful Savior, to the beautiful Shepherd, And so that's what I'm going to do today. At the end of this Hour One Nugget, I am going to pray for more and more of God to shine through our lives and through our hearts, so that God would seep out of every single pore in our body, so that the world would know the good news. Thank you, Jesus. More, Lord. More fire. Pour your fire down from heaven now, Father, and burn up the dross. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I'm sensing your power and I'm sensing your love as it pours down upon us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sense that wind and that fire, the Ruach wind, the wind of the Holy Spirit. Allow him now, beloved, just to touch your life. Thank you, Lord. But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear into fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. Send your fire. Send your fire now, in Jesus' name. Jackie sent me an email. Jackie, who's in Canada. And she said, there is a beautiful song by the late Keith Green called Rushing Wind. And she said, I'd love to hear that song. And she also said, it would be perfect to bring that song right after your series on the fire of God.
Rushing wind blow through this temple, blowing out the dust within. Come and breathe your breath upon me. I've been born again. Holy Spirit, I surrender. Take me. You're the one who set my me from this world, Lord. Sanctify my life for you. Daily change me to your image. Help me bear good fruit. Every day you're drawing closer. Trials come to test my faith. But when all is said and done, Lord, you know it's been worth the wait. Jesus, you're the one who said, my spirit free. Use me, Lord, glorify your holy name through me. Blow through this temple, blowing out the dust we